It's Michael Kurt here. Welcome to 2017. Happy 2017. It's the first episode of 2017. You're listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. So to kick off 2017, I've got another episode of just random musings and thoughts. So let's dive right in. You know, the ad agency, it's the Gray Agency in New York that created those fabulously funny talking baby ads, gives out a heroic failure trophy. I love this idea, to recognize people who made heroic attempts at trying something bold and innovative, even when the ideas didn't work. Because it's important to not discourage creativity and innovation when things don't work. You're not going to know until you try. So a heroic failure trophy might help your workplace keep that creative mindset. You know, Charles Darwin had a thinking path in the countryside near his home, a place he would walk with the specific purpose of thinking about a problem. Many creative people, in fact, have a designated thinking space that they use for daydreaming and creative rumination. Speaking of thinking spaces, a study found that people are more tolerant of new ideas if they are sitting in a tidy room versus a messy room, which is perhaps why teenagers oppose the idea of cleaning up their rooms, because you're talking to them in a messy room, so you're in a vicious cycle. But okay, if this is true, that people are more open to new ideas when they're in a tidy room, maybe think about making sure your meeting space is clean and tidy. Or if you want to pitch your boss on something, go to a room that is bright, that is clean, that is tidy, and just maybe they'll be more receptive. A study by Daryl Peoples from the Tasmanian School of Business and Economics found that positive humor in the workplace was strongly correlated with employees' levels of hope, resilience, and optimism, and that appropriate positive humor increased productivity in the workplace. You need to remember that and maybe remind your boss of that. Seth Godin, that great marketing guru, recommends that you save the term congratulations for people who win the lottery, or, you know, something that just requires no talent or is just a random chance thing, and instead use the term well-deserved for people who have received a promotion or reward based on their effort. And finally, and I love this idea and this lesson from this story. When the American great soccer player Brandi Chastain was a child, her grandfather would give her $1 for every goal she scored, but $1.50 for every assist, to encourage her to become a true team player and not be selfish with the ball. So, good lesson for your workplace. Is your workplace just recognizing and rewarding individual accomplishment and, by the way, perhaps inadvertently rewarding selfish behavior? Or are you also recognizing contributions to team play? In other words, are you recognizing the assists in your workplace? And now my fun at work tip. Great idea to start off the year with. A fabulous idea. Set aside a giant jar. Do one at work and do one at home. And as good things happen throughout the year, just write them down on a little piece of paper and put them in the jar. Then at the end of 2017, have a party or lunch or meeting or whatever to celebrate the year that was by reviewing the notes as a reminder of all the great things that happened, many of which you might have forgotten had you not kept them stored in your success jar. And the quote of the week. I don't know who said this quote, but it's a good one, I think, for a lot of us. I've made a New Year's resolution this year that I'd like to share with everyone. This year, I'm resolving not to procrastinate anymore, and I'm going to start sometime in early February. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, you know, January 11th as I'm doing this, but there's still lots of January left. So cruise over to the old website, www.humoratwork.com, to sign up for the print version of this e-zine, and also to have a look at the offbeat, wacky, fun, unusual theme days and daily observances that you might want to celebrate in your workplace. For example, the 14th is Dress Up Your Pet Day. The 20th is Rid the World of Fad Diets and Gimmicks Day. The 22nd, I love this one, Answer Your Cat's Question Day. The 24th, Belly Laugh Day, and Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day. The 27th, an all-important one for us here at Humor at Work, Fun at Work Day. What are you going to do for Fun at Work Day? And January 30th, Inane Answering Machine Message Day. So cruise over humoratwork.com for the complete list. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.